Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. We like to call it the VIP. I'm the host, Rick Fox. And I just have to start by saying thank you to all of you out there that are sending such positive notes to me on LinkedIn, especially about these insure rants that we've been doing. And guess what? You get another insure rant today. Today's topic, as we start off the year, still in January, is retention. The magic word, retention. So again, let me do some housekeeping here. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Make sure to follow me on LinkedIn. It's just Rick Fox. And what you can get out of that, like I said, is I will post every time we do a podcast, I will put it up as a link. And I would love it if you would share that with everybody that you know. And keep sending me notes. Send me those direct messages on LinkedIn. It's great feedback. If you know other people that we should have on when we do the interviews, I'd love to hear your input. We've gotten a couple of recommendations that we've actually already had on. So it's working. Anyway, so the rant today is on retention. And I might rant a little on this one because I, as an ex-agency owner, as a recovering producer, I am a firm believer in having worked with a marketing automation company and with Vertafore, you know, when I was at Agency Revolution and now Vertafore, really, I understand that everybody in the industry knows retention is important. Great. That's awesome. But what are you really doing about it? What difference does it really make to an agency? So what I kind of want to do today is talk about kind of the way to look at retention, the way to kind of address potential opportunities to make retention numbers go up. And then I want to give you a couple examples, not only tips, but then examples of what retention numbers can do to your bottom line and to the growth of your agency or even the stability of your agency. All right, so let's start with looking at retention. Now, I talk to agents all the time, and if I ask this question and want a really quick answer to, you know, what are you trying to solve? What do you want to do? We need new business. Okay, that's great. Yes, you do need new business, but you've got a lot of business already. And I will always question, what is your definition of new business? Because to me, new business is any new policy that wasn't written before. And you're sitting on 500 or 1,000 or 10,000 customers. So if customer A has just one policy with you and they buy another policy, let's say they have auto and they buy home. Let's say they have auto and home and they own a business and you get their commercial. That's new business. That is growth. So what we want to talk about today is how we make sure that customer A doesn't leave your agency for a bad reason or no reason, because there was no communication, there was no level of service, and they're gone before you were able to add more business, which would answer that first question, which is what's important new business. So I would always answer that question personally with retention. And for the sake of this rant, for this insure rant, I'm going to use the number of $1 million agency. You do the math on your own. If your agency's twice that big, double the number. If your agency's half that big, go half of the number. But if I had $1 million volume, $1 million revenue agency, every point of commission is 10,000, or excuse me, every point of retention is $10,000 on my bottom line. Think about that. So every point, so if you're sitting at an 86 right now, which is the national average, 86%, very low in my eyes, you are losing on $1 million book of business, $140,000 a year of customers who paid you last year. If you're at 90, you're losing 100,000. If you're at 95, you're still losing 50,000. Now we know that some people get married and they go to a different policy. They might pass away. They might have sold a home and not need it. whatever that might, or they might just leave because their cousin started their own insurance agency, whatever that might be. It can't be at 100%. But are you doing everything you can do to keep that $1 million on the books? So I don't want retention to just be a word. When you say, yeah, we really focus on retention. Oh, what do you do? Well, really, our differentiator is customer service. Okay. What does that mean? You've heard me say this before. Well, when the customers call, we take care of them. Great. That is not a differentiator, especially in today's world. So I really want to focus in on this. Let's decide how important it is to you. If you're sitting there listening, and you don't have to be an agency principal to be hearing this. You could be a producer. That's your livelihood. You could be a CSR who should be on some version of a incentivized plan where if you keep 95% of your book, you should get a bonus. Things like that. So listen to this. So first thing is planning, obviously. Wow, what do you know? Rick's talking about planning. Go figure. But what you need to do is decide what you want to do to help these numbers. So let me give you a couple what I mean. So the first thing, if we are truly wanting to be a retention-centric agency, we have to get buy-in from the staff. We have to get buy-in from everyone involved, from the producers, the people that answer the phone, all the way up to the agency principal. And you have to have the staff completely engaged in that. How do we get them engaged? Okay, well, first we get buy-in. First we get motivated. First we give reasons. First we, you know, then we give good supportive stuff that we're doing at our level that's showing that it's important to us. And that'll bleed all the way through your organization. The other way to engage a staff, incentivize them. If you made an extra, again, $1 million book, let's say one of your people has $150,000, a commercial lines person has $150,000 in their book of revenue, and they can retain that an extra 5%. Well, an extra 5% retention is $750, right? So if I do that, is it still worth my while to give them a $250 bonus? Yes. If I'm sitting there knowing if I can hit that number, I get a bonus. Am I going to probably go a little bit farther for that customer? Yes. Okay. So here's what I want to say now. I want to talk about, this is the part to me though, is still what I mentioned before when you're talking about we give great service or service is our differentiator. Let's talk about what customers say is important to them. And this was a study that was done. And there are five things that customers value in an insurance transaction that can serve for the basis for a better customer experience. So it's not just customer service, but it's customer experience now. So I'm gonna name off the five things and then we're gonna talk about them. So number one, relationship. Number two, ease of communication. Number three, transparency. Number four, speed. And number five, knowledge. So what does that mean? Go back to relationship. We know this is a relationship business. Think about how many customers you've had for a year, 2 years, 5 years that you have literally no relationship with other than they get something mailed to them at Christmas that says Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. They get a note from you that says your policy's up for renewal. Is that a relationship? Do you have a connection with that customer? Are they going to tell their friends about you? Are they completely loyal? These are the things that keep people around when their buddy starts an agency or when they see their 700th Geico commercial or any of those things is, do you have a relationship? Now, obviously, people want ease of communication. What does that mean? Okay. Let's start with mode of communication. For me, that is, you send me an email, I respond with an email. You call me, I call you back. That's fine. And if you're one of those email people, when I'm getting you information, I'll send you emails because that's the way you like to be communicated with. The other way is that it's easy. And it's easy for them. We'll talk a little bit in a minute about today's consumer and what that looks like. We've talked about it on other episodes, but we're really talking about what they're used to now, right? And it's really about the ease of communication. So it's 10:30 at night. I want to get an ID card, client portal, Do I have that on my website? Am I doing that? That's a differentiator. In fact, that's becoming less of a differentiator because they can do that so many places in their lives, and even other insurance agencies are giving them access to that. Number three, transparency. Let's use claims as an example. Was there a clear line of communication that was very understandable for somebody who doesn't understand when things are going to happen? Here's how it goes. We know that when claims happen, that's the scary time. But that could be said at any time in that customer experience. Do they understand the policies they have? I do this thing internally at Vertifor where I teach insurance 101. And I ask the question, do you have insurance? Do you have auto insurance? Yes. Okay. Then I'll pick on somebody in the group and say, okay, well, do you have full coverage? Yes. What does full coverage mean? I don't know. Okay. Do you have an agent? Well, I got it on Geico. Okay. So you have no idea if you're covered if X, Y, or Z happens. So as an agent that's built a relationship, that's made it easy to communicate with them, and is now being transparent about what coverages you've offered, things that are out there, what they have, what they know they're protected from, that's a big deal to people. That's a really big deal. All right, number four, speed. How quickly can I get things done? In today's world, things happen instantly. If you say, great to talk to you, I'll get back to you in a couple of weeks, you are not giving a good customer experience. So how do we speed things up? Well, we use technology to do some of those things. And whether that's actually this or automating some other process in our office that gives our people more time to be more expeditious in their responses, to give quotes in a faster way, to give responses. I need a certificate of insurance for my commercial policy. Boom, there it is. You got it. Those kinds of things make that, these are differentiators. The things we're talking about now change you from every other agency out there that's still stuck trying to get to a place where they can differentiate. And the fifth thing is knowledge. Does the agent know what they're talking about? Did the person, again, if I'm being transparent, if I'm speaking clearly and giving information that's easy to understand, I come across as knowledgeable. But I better also be knowledgeable. So having that knowledge is just a crucial part of that. All right. So as I think about this, I also start to think about what's important to these people. I mentioned it a minute ago. I want to go back to it. Client website, client portals. Access, self-service access for customers is becoming sort of the norm. It is the way of the new age. And if you're not at a place where your management system is allowing you to give self-service access through a client portal to your customers, take a look at that ASAP. It's early in 2020. Put that on your to-do list for planning, something that needs to be done this year. Because guess what? If they're choosing their personalized insurance between you and Geico, guess how many hours in the day they can get Geico 24. They need an ID card, Geico. They need to add a car, click, done. So now we can't do all of those things through a portal, but we sure as heck can make it self-service for those that want to be able to do this on their own the way they do so many other things in their life. Apps, mobile apps. Are you leveraging mobile apps, whether that's your own app, whether that's an app from your like we just mentioned, with a portal, with a website, with your carriers, how are people able to access you and your information and the insurance information on their phones? And then the third thing I think is just to reiterate what I said a minute ago on this list, which is the customer's expectation has changed. Amazon and Netflix today are the norm. I go to Amazon, I click a button, they send me to another page, I click another button, I've paid, they already had all my information inside, I didn't even have to put an address in, they had my credit card on file, done. Netflix tells me what other shows to watch, things like that. That's the way they work in today's world. 24/7 access to information and services. If you can answer that right now and you can say, hey, I have done everything I can to make myself and my agency accessible at all times. I've done everything I can to build loyalty, to build a relationship. Then you are doing everything you can do to retain the business. I will argue that currently you're not doing all of those things and giving the customer experience that differentiates your agency or your team at an agency or yourself as a producer or yourself as a CSR from other people in the industry, other people at different agencies. So that, when we're talking about retention, that becomes the thing. The other thing is communication. And we talked about it as one of the things, but I want to dig in deeper. I read a study that was done by Deloitte that said 60% of people that buy insurance from an agent believe they never hear from the agent again after they've made the first transaction and made a payment. That's 3 out of 5 people think that. Make your agency different and watch your retention numbers soar. Communication is the way that they're used to being handled. And how do you do that? Is that, okay, well, we don't have enough hours in the day to pick up the phone or send a private email to every single person in our 2,000 client base. We have 2,000 customers. We can't do that. Okay. Have you thought about automating that? And what would you do? What would that information be? Would it be a birthday card? Would it be a Christmas card? Would it be a newsletter? Would it be winter advisory things? We talked about this on the Insure Rant about being thankful. Are you doing those things? You want to retain business, add value, which takes me to the 3 tips that I want to give you on what are tips that take it from customer service to a customer success, right? And what does success mean? It means retention. So number one, value adds really do add value. So what is a value add? What is your agency, what value are you adding? If you say, well, we offer good rates, just push pause, don't listen anymore. That's not what we're doing here. A value add is information or something that helps them. Now, could that be something like other things that you sell that they need? Could that be knowing a little bit about them? Hey, I see in the file that you have a driver that just turned 16. We should talk. Those are value adds. Hey, we live in states that are prone to tornadoes, and there was just a tornado warning. Did you know these 4 things about what to do in case of a tornado? Those are value adds. That's what people look for is in today's world, do you want to be one of the agencies that was, when asked in that survey, said, I never heard from my agent again? Or do you want to be somebody that's communicating, building trust, building a relationship, which in all of those things is building your ability to retain your business? All right. That's one of the 3. The second one is listen and look for missing pieces. Paying attention to the details. I said this a minute ago, person turning 16. What other details? Is it where you live? Is it the weather? Is it the season? Is it, things like I have an app, my travel app that tells me when something's going on in the city that I'm going to that could cause traffic delays or things like that. Hey, everybody, it said the president is going to be in the same city as you. Be careful and plan for extra time. Would that be a value add? I don't know. Maybe you decide. But that's listening and embracing that is a big part of it. And then this is hard, but I want to say it, and then I want you to sort of figure out what it means. It's create a consistent one-on-one service model. The reason it's hard is because a lot of agencies work in teams, right? But I think that customers feel an attachment to someone. So if there's someone that handles their account, that's a one-on-one experience. Does it always have to be that person on the phone? No. So let's say you work with Susan in the agency, and I'm the customer, and Susan isn't there. Make sure that Bob, who is filling in for Susan, says, hey, I know you usually talk to Susan, but she's actually on vacation this week. I really want to help you out. It says here that you're waiting on this. That still ties the one-on-one relationship together. All right. Another thing so those are the tips. Here's another way. I want to touch on something that I touched on at the very beginning when I said we need new business, and I want to circle back to it now that we're talking about how to do this, and it's cross-selling. But it's in the form that I'm going to talk about it, it's not cross-selling for the sake of the sale. It's cross-selling for the sake of retention. The byproduct or the cherry on top of the sundae is that if you do cross-sell, you make more money because it's new business. But the cross-sell does help. Even if they don't buy from you, it is a value add, which we talked about. So you're talking about finding your model line auto policies and making sure, and this is why I say don't do it for the sake of the sale. Do it from a place of, I want you to stay a customer for a really long time, and I want you to be completely covered. And I know that my agency can do that best. So let me send you a note or call you or text you or however you want to be communicated with and say, look, I've got your auto insurance. I think I can save you some money, and we've got some really good programs in place for your home or your boat or your business or your health if your agency is into benefits. And do it in a way, again, that makes it feel like you are doing it for the loyalty, for the relationship, and to keep them as a customer and not for the almighty dollar. The end game of that is if you do it in that way, the almighty dollar comes. And we also know that the more policies they have, the more sticky it is and the less likely they are to leave. Now, I believe in this industry. I believe in the independent channel more than you, well, as much as you know, because I talk about it all the time, how much I enjoy being in this business. But to me, the all agencies give good service. But the key to great retention is to differentiate yourself in one of the many ways I just described. All right, so I want to give you an example now. I want to end with sort of the boom moment. And what that is I went and did a little math on what it looks like for an agency if their retention numbers change. So again, let's take that $1 million agency, okay? And let's say that they are retaining at 86%. Again, national average. If you're above that, that's great. If you're not above 90, though, you've got work to do. But let's say 86, just for the sake of starting this. I'm a $1 million agency, and I have a 10, and I'm going to hit 10% growth on new business. So if I'm a $1 million agency, that means I'm putting on $100,000 a year in new business. With that model, with 10% growth and 86% retention, after 5 years, my $1 million agency, $1 million in revenue, is $815,000 in revenue. Change that number to 90 from 86, keep the 10% growth. And after 5 years, my $1 million agency is $1 million. I have stayed exactly flat from where I was. Guess what's happened in that 5 years? I've had to pay my staff more. Rent's probably gone up. All my other expenses are more. And I have the same amount of revenue because my retention was only 90 and my growth was only 10. And now let's take an agency that's really knocking it out of the park. Let's just say 94%. You can do this math very easily anywhere else. But let's say you're 10% growth and 94% retention. I will have grown up to a $1,216,000 agency in 5 years. So 21% growth over 5 years. Still not awesome, but way better than losing almost $200,000 in 5 years per year. Okay, now let me change the model on you. So we went at from 80, we went from 86 to 90 to 94. Now let's take an agency that's putting on 20% growth, 20% new business. That's a big number to hit, but you know how you hit that number? You sell a lot of new policies to existing customers. That's new business, folks. So 20% new business growth at an 86% retention, a $1 million agency in 5 years is 1.33 million. So we've still grown, but we haven't grown very much. 300,000 in 5 years growth is not a lot on a $1 million agency. 20% growth, 90% retention. Now we're talking. Now that $1 million agency is a $1.6 million agency, grown by 60%. In 5 years, over 60%. And now is when it gets fun. Retain your business at 94% and grow by 20%. Your $1 million agency is now a $1.925 million agency. you have almost doubled in 5 years by doing one thing, which is incredibly important. If your growth stayed the same, 20%, and you went from an 86 retention to a 94, that year, that fifth year, you'll make $600,000 more in revenue. That's the difference. So is retention important? Is it something that should be on the top of your list? Is it not just a word that we say, yeah, we got to retain business, but we start putting a plan in place. We get buy-in from everybody. We get an engaged staff that's ready to roll. We might incentivize them to do that. We get customers that are loyal. We get customers that we have a relationship with and that trust us. We do all of those things and we use some of those tips and we hit those five things that I talked about that were the items that customers value. Man, we're making some difference. Talk about taking your agency to the next level, growing from $1 million agency to almost a $2 million agency with some good growth and some great retention. That's the thing. So for me right now, this was a rant. We called it the Insure Rant because it looked cool in the word, and I kind of am a rambler and a ranter anyway. But man, I think this is important stuff. If you're out there listening at any level in an agency, or if you're a carrier that's helping agencies look to retain business, even if it's just with you, the carrier, these are the kind of things you need to do. And you need, and at the end, I hope I hammered it home with that boom by showing you what that looks like to your bottom line, to your top line at the end of a 5-year period. It changes the game. So everybody, that's it for today, the Insure Rant, retention. Go work on it. Go work on the relationships. Go work on getting customers to be more loyal and to trust you, and use some of today's technologies to help you and today's thinking to talk to today's consumers. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to follow me or connect with me on LinkedIn. Send me notes. Share when I post, share the posts with others so that others know what we're doing here on this podcast. Has been so much fun. Love to do the rants. Love to have the guests. And we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. And tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertafore.